You know, obviously, the thing that's different to me about division games is how well you know the personnel that you're going against, the scheme that you're going against. That's probably the biggest difference. You know, but I think Dan's kind of mindset and the mindset of our team is it's the same every week for us, right? It's about having a championship mindset every week. And I think guys have really bought into that. I know I have. And so from that standpoint, you know, the team is different and our level of, you know, familiarity with them is different, but nothing changes about our approach.
So how much does that familiarity with what you guys did with them last year, you swept them, but, you know, the Lovie Smith defense, his first year there last year, how much does that help?
It helps. You know, I think it helps from understanding kind of going into the week, you know what to expect from their defense. They're a defense that doesn't do a whole lot of different things, but what they do really, really well. They've always been, you know, extremely disciplined. They don't make many, you know, mental errors on the defensive side of the ball, and they force you to execute at a high level on offense.
Your thoughts on the front seven, and in particular their linebacking core with Levante David?
Yeah, you know, to me, Levante David's a great player and has been since we've been going against him. I think the addition of Alexander at linebacker as well, you know, to me, he looks like a solid player and looks like he's going to be a good player for a long time. In the front four, you know, this is historically always, you know, a tough front four to go against. And Gerald McCoy is one of the better players in the league. So I think they're playing well defensively, and we're going to have our work cut out for us.
Are you frustrated at the turnovers as of late?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, when you turn the football over, you know, it's more difficult to win. There's no doubt about that. I've got to be better than I've been, and that's something that we'll clean up. But I'm not going to lose any aggressiveness. You know, I think in fourth down situations when we're going to have an opportunity, we're going to try and drive it in, and we didn't get it done. But we certainly need to clean up some of the turnovers, and that starts with me.
How would you assess your play the last 3 weeks? Just self-assessing, how would you do it?
Love to play better, but I think that's the case, you know, regardless. You know, I think there's been some good, there's been some ugly. We've got to clean up some of the ugly and try and play a little bit better.
What to you has been the ugly?
You know, turning the football over, like I mentioned. You know, anytime you turn it over, you put your team in a tough spot. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we'd like to do better.
Mechanically, anything?
From a mechanic standpoint, I think, you know, I'm always trying to you know, work on my base and balance in the pocket, make sure my feet are in a good spot to deliver the ball. I feel like they've been okay. Always can be a little bit more sharp, though.
What's the trick, I guess, doing it? You guys have been doing this a very long time, but to continue working on that and seeing it improve, I guess it's just not something that is always working.
Yeah, it's probably never as far off as you think it is. You know, I think there's some good plays out there, and I think we've made some good plays. It's just been a few plays here and there that we'd like to clean up, and you know, that's kind of where my mindset is at.
Just out of curiosity, a guy like Dirk Cutter knows you very well. Obviously, you had Malarkey and Musgrave when you first came in. Jameis Winston gets to work with him as a rookie. What advantages does that give him, having worked with Dirk over the last few years?
Well, I think Dirk's a great coach, and you know, I learned a ton from him during my time, the 3 years I spent with him. I think he's a great teacher, and he'll teach Jameis, you know, really, really well. He sees kind of the offense and the game through the quarterback's eyes, which I think, you know, makes a big difference when you're communicating with the quarterback. And you know, I think Dirk will get the best out of Jameis because I think he's a great football coach.